and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 29th of January, 2008. It's the birthday of the novelist and essayist Edward Abbey, born in Indiana, Pennsylvania, 1927. Went out to the Southwest, worked as a fire lookout and ranger in Arches National Park. Wrote a book about it called Desert Solitaire, 1968. Best known for his novel The Monkey Wrench Gang, about a gang of environmental warriors who liberate sections of the Utah and New Mexico wilderness through sabotage. His book, Desert Solitaire, begins, "This is the most beautiful place on earth. There are many such places. Every man, every woman carries in heart and mind the image of the ideal place, the right place, the one true home, known or unknown, actual or visionary. A houseboat in Kashmir, a view down Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn, a gray Gothic farmhouse, two stories high at the end of a Red Dog Road in the Allegheny Mountains, a cabin on the shore of a blue lake in spruce and fir country, a greasy alley near the Hoboken waterfront, or even possibly, for those of a less demanding sensibility, the world to be seen from a comfortable apartment high in the tender, velvety smog of Manhattan, Chicago, Paris, Tokyo, Rio, or Rome. There's no limit to the human capacity for the homing sentiment." It's the birthday of Chekhov, Anton Chekhov, born in Taganrog, Russia, 1860. His grandfather had bought the family's freedom. They were a line of serfs. But when Chekhov was 16, his father's grocery store went out of business, and Chekhov was left to finish school and earn money and support the family by tutoring family friends. Went off to study medicine, and in the evenings he wrote for comic magazines to earn money for his family and himself. He wrote short, funny stories. He was embarrassed about his writing. He wrote under pen names. Graduated from medical school, continued writing stories for magazines and newspapers. Finally, with some encouragement from an editor, he began to write seriously and under his own name, Anton Chekhov. His stories were usually short, full of passive characters, without much of a plot, didn't have big emotional climaxes. His first play was The Seagull, 1885. The first production got horrible reviews, but 2 years later it was a big success and was followed by Three Sisters, The Cherry Orchard, and Uncle Vanya. Anton Chekhov, who said, "Any idiot can face a crisis. It is this day-to-day living that wears you out." And it's the birthday of Thomas Paine, born in Thetford, England, 1737. Came to this country and in 1775 published the long essay Common Sense, a great broadside in favor of American independence. Here's a poem for today by Baron Wormser entitled Opinion. "Halfway to work, and Merriman already has told me what he thinks about the balanced budget, the Mets' lack of starting pitching, the dangers of displaced Soviet nuclear engineers, soy products, and diesel cars. I look out the window and hope I'll see a swan. I hear they're bad-tempered, but I love their necks and how they glide along so sovereignly. I never take the time to drive to a pond and spend an hour watching swans. What would happen if I heeded the admonitions of beauty? When I look over at Merriman, he's telling Driscoll that the president doesn't know what he's doing with China. China, I say out loud, but softly. I go back to the window. It started snowing." A poem entitled Opinion by Baron Wormser from his collection Subject Matter, published by Saraband Books, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. produced by Katrina Chikala and our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.